This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. The volleyball season will wrap up today. Of course, a big day of football quarterfinal action across the state, and then girls basketball season tipping off next week. Flying through 2019, and we'll have our traditional girls basketball opener for you Tuesday night. Nokomis will be at Litchfield. Live coverage around 7:30 on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll be talking to Litchfield head coach Rob Corso. Also going to talk to Nokomis head coach Brandon Engelman later on in the hour. Also, we'll catch up with Gillespie girls coach Kevin Gray. And we'll talk with Lincolnwood girls basketball coach Justin Milberg, all coming up this morning here on Sports Saturday. We also have a conversation with Williamsville football coach Aaron Kuntz. We'll bring to you later on in the hour. We talked with Dave Bates yesterday. We're going to have that conversation in just a moment as Auburn is home in the quarterfinal round to take on Decatur St. Teresa. Auburn enters 8-3. Now, the three teams they lost to, well, they are still rolling. Well, one of the teams they lost to, they beat last week. That is Murrah Forsyth. Their other two losses are still alive. That was Williamsville and Athens. The strength of the Sangamo Conference on display once again, as you've got Auburn playing in a 2A quarter, Williamsville in a 3A quarter, and Athens playing in a 1A quarterfinal. But for Auburn, they are in their first quarterfinal after they made three straight from 2013 to 2015. Of course, they finished second back in 2015, and St. Teresa come into town. They've met before in the postseason. Auburn has won those games. It'll be a tall order today, though, as St. Teresa, they lost one game this year. It was by 2 points to Central A&M, who is unbeaten on the year, and a lot of their wins by more than 40 points. Their closest game was Tuscola, 28-12, and then they blew out Tuscola last week, 63-20. So St. T is flying high. But hey, so are the Auburn Trojans. They got the shutout road win in week one, got the great home win against Murrah Forsyth last week, and Auburn will be a tough out on their home field today in a 2A quarterfinal. That game will kick at 3 o'clock. And yesterday we had a chance to catch up with Auburn head coach Dave Bates. Joining us now on Sports Saturday is Auburn head football coach Dave Bates. And Dave, anytime you're playing football this deep into November, it's been a real good year.
Yep, we've done it a number of times, and it doesn't get old. So we like this. It's been good for our kids. Community's excited. It's just after last week's win, it was a good one for us.
And Dave, you kind of had a feeling this was coming when we talked in the preseason. You said your kids all off season, they did not like what happened last year, and they were out to make it right. And boy, have they done that!
Yeah, no, they have. A lot of these kids have been starting since they were sophomores. We had a lot of young youth come into our program with not a lot of kids above them about 3 years ago. And so a lot of these kids are pretty seasoned right now. And, you know, they weren't happy with what happened last year. And I don't think anybody in the program was. So this has been good for us.
And then I guess when you have to play a bunch of sophomores, it can make you pull your hair out that year. But boy, then you see the dividends their junior and senior years.
Yeah. You know, just honestly, just in the last, probably 5 to 6 weeks, we've really seen us get a lot better. And, you know, it's kind of weird sometimes how things work, because sometimes teams early in the year are really good and then they kind of hit a plateau and don't get a lot better. And that hasn't been the case for us. I think we showed that Saturday that they're still getting better.
And that's what, I mean, any coach in any sport, you want your team to be playing their best ball at postseason time of the year.
Yep. No, I mean, I've had some teams, and, you know, I think we've been in the semifinals 6 times, something like that, and I've had a couple of those teams I didn't think we were playing quite well at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were good, but it all depends on, you know, what you're doing the next week and how well you play.
And before we talk about the St. Teresa game, let's look back at last week. That win over Murrah Forsyth, a sensational victory, and boy, your defense rose up big again.
Defense played really well, exceptionally well. that's probably the best game that I've seen us play defensively in. I'm maybe going back. I thought we played really well in a quarterfinal game the year we went to Northern over at Pena. But I haven't seen us play that well in a long time defensively.
And was that a sense you had during the week? You thought, my defense is ready?
Well, they've been playing well. And, you know, I think it might have been a blessing really for us to go week nine over to Moroa. And we did lose, but we played really well. And I think the kids realized, because we hadn't beat Moroa.
Right.
I mean, they've been in our conference now 4 or 5 years. We've not beat them. We lost once in the playoffs to them before they were in our conference. But I think that game, even though we did lose, I think they felt like, hey, we can get these guys. So it was good.
The mental part of sports is so huge. You got to have the physical talent. But a lot of times, mentally, believing can go a long way.
Well, especially this part of the year. You know, you've got all the plays in. You know, all you're doing is repping them, making sure you're still crisp. But the middle part, you know, a whole week, you know, now you don't play till Saturday, so you literally have a whole week. And if you aren't in the right place, it could hurt you.
Did the nasty weather Monday and Tuesday mess you guys up at all?
You know what? We went outside. Monday we don't do anything. So Monday we were just watching film and meeting, and that's all that happened. but Tuesday on, we were outside. Tuesday I think we probably were out there about an hour and 20 minutes. And these last 2 days, we've been out there close to 2 hours.
Did the way the football playoffs are set up, you know, with the way they decide the home games, sometimes it doesn't work out well for you. This year it worked out very well for you guys getting to be home in this quarterfinal.
Yeah, you know, the way we were hoping going into that game, if we did win, that we would have all the rest of the games home. Because we had already been away, and we were the only team that had upset somebody in our bracket. And so, you know, if all those things lined up, we were hoping that maybe, you know, if we won last week, host here, if we win this week, host again. But it didn't work out that way. There was an upset down south, and so we know we're hosting here, you know, today or Saturday. But if we win next week, it'll be away either way.
And as you look at St. Teresa on film, what are you seeing?
They've got good skill kids. They've got three or four explosive kids. They're not afraid to throw the ball, but they like to run the ball, too. They got a kid that has about 1,500 yards rushing, and their quarterback, not quite sure of his total numbers, but he's thrown the ball a lot, and they're not afraid to do either one. Defensively, they're very aggressive. They come after you. You know, when you get this far along in the playoffs, they're all pretty good teams.
You face some explosive offenses throughout the year in the Sangamo. Is St. Teresa comparable to anybody you've played?
You know, I would say they do a lot of the same things that Moroa does to some degree, and even Williamsville. And I would say they're right up there. You know, the good thing is that they're not showing us anything that we haven't seen. And we've done a pretty good job with it for the most part, so we feel pretty confident.
And anytime you get this far in the postseason, it's a fantastic year. But is there any extra motivation when you face a private school that has kind of the pedigree that St. Teresa does? Like, boy, that would be a nice feather in our cap. You guys got some great feathers in your caps over the years, but this would be a nice one.
Yeah, well, we have faced St. Teresa twice, and both times they were over here. And we've beaten them both times, but that means nothing. You know, they got a great program. They have a Hall of Fame head coach that I've known for many, many, many years, and Mark Ramsey. He used to be at Central A&M, and he's a great guy. So we know we're going to have to play our best, and if we do come out on top, you know, it's big for us.
And they haven't really had a close game all year. So if you can keep this close late, they might feel some pressure they haven't felt all season.
Yeah, they've only lost one game. That was in the middle of the year to Central A&M. So, you know, they've had a number of blowout victories, you know, but hey, that's it. All the conferences are different, and we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Key for Auburn to get the win is what?
Well, we have to continue to play great defense, and our offensive and defensive lines have to play well. We're not the traditional throw 40 times a game like we have been for 20 years, and we're a grind-out team. We want to control the ball. We're going to give it to our dudes, as I say, and we've got a little bitty dude, but he's a dude, and not have any turnovers that would affect the game. And we have to score when we get down in the red zone. We had a couple times last week we didn't, and we have to score when we get down there.
Dave Bates, thank you for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck today, sir.
Thanks a lot.
That's Auburn head football coach Dave Bates as they get set to take on St. Teresa. That will be a 3 o'clock kickoff this afternoon in Auburn. We will get to a break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little bit of girls basketball action here on Sports Saturday as the season is set to tip off Monday. Coming up, we will talk with Litchfield head coach Rob Corso when Sports Saturday rolls on. Jennifer Graham, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday, we'll have our conversation with Williamsville head football coach Aaron Kuntz coming up later on in the hour here on FM 106. We want to switch gears now and start talking some girls basketball as it is up on us. The season will tip off on Monday. We'll have our traditional opener on Tuesday. Nokomis will be at Litchfield, and we're happy to be joined now by Litchfield head basketball coach Rob Corso. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, doing very good. Always good to catch up with you here. Has the basketball season snuck up on you like it has snuck up on me?
A little bit. I've been working with the middle school girls the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, we're raring to go. The girls are all excited about Monday.
And this just dawned on me this morning. Will there be a JV game on Tuesday or not?
As far as I know, there will be.
Okay, so your varsity game is set for 7:30 Tuesday.
Yeah, they're about to. Yes,
okay. Always good to work out logistics on the air. I don't want to show up late. That would be bad.
That's always a bad thing.
I never want to walk into a gym like, oh, the varsity game's in the fourth quarter. This is no good. Now, Rob, you guys, we'll have you on the radio Tuesday, but as you said, you tip your season off Monday. And as you've kind of looked at your team here during your preseason works, what have you liked? What have you thought, boy, we need to improve on that?
Well, we're trying to change the dynamic in the gym. We really didn't have a defensive identity the last 2 years. We didn't feel we matched up very well, and we had to play a lot of zone. I think we're trying to change our defensive mentality, and we've been working really hard on our man defense. And I'm very, very pleased with what I've seen. I think we may be able to sneak up on some people this year.
Identity. It's so important. When a club doesn't have an identity, as you kind of alluded to, it really makes it hard night to night to not have something to fall back on. Okay, we're in a tough spot here. We're going to go to what we do. And when that thing is defensive pressure, that is a great advantage.
Yeah, I think because of our talent level the last couple of years, we feel like we matched up. And this year, we feel like we do, and we should be more aggressive. We felt like other teams were dictating to us what we had to do. I think we're going to kind of turn the tables a little bit. And I think the girls are buying in, and they feel like, you know, we're going to be able to be the aggressive. And that makes a big difference.
The ability to, as you said, dictate the pace. When you have a style you want to play, when you can force the other team to play that style, it gives you the advantage in the game. There's no question about that. Now, as you look at your team, how are you breaking down by class?
We have three seniors, Carly Bowden, Carson Jackson, and Emily Spinion. And we have three juniors, Becky Painter, Tara Pence, and Madison Diamond. So we're pretty balanced. A couple of sophomores who've shown us some things who come off the bench. So pretty good balance as far as that goes. And there's plenty of experience. These kids have been playing at the varsity level pretty much their entire career. And again, that's why we struggled the last couple of years. We played younger kids. So this year is a situation where they need to kind of show what they've done, show what they've developed as players.
And there's no guarantee that just because you get a lot of varsity time as an underclassman that it will translate to certain amounts of success when you're an upperclassman. Boy, it sure helps when you've got a group of kids in their junior and senior years who have played as much varsity as they have.
Right. I mean, again, you need to translate that experience. You know, they put it on the chin a little bit, and they got that. We're trying to change the emotion, the identity, like you talked about in the gym, that, hey, you know, we can win. You know, we need to be able to be the aggressor, and we're hoping for good things. Like, you know, I've been very pleased with the effort, and really excited about getting started here.
How tricky is that, Rob, at the high school level when, I mean, they're high school kids, so when you get beat, you know, consistently by decent margins, it can wear on you mentally. So is that something you've seen with your group this year, that they're receptive to what you're saying? Like, girls, the opportunity is there to make some strides.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, coaching in middle school, they grew up playing teams. You know, that let's say we're playing Hillsboro. Hillsboro's beaten us at the fifth grade level, sixth grade level, you know, et cetera. And they think, you know, we can't beat these guys. And it is a little bit, you know, they need to understand you can beat these guys. You're playing with girls now above you and below you as far as, like, what year in school you are. It changes the dynamic, and they need to buy in. I think they do. I think they are. And like I say, the last couple of practices have been very competitive, and the girls are just chomping at the bit, getting ready to go.
How will you define a successful season for the Lady Purple Panthers this year?
Well, two things. We've talked about it. We want to be back to at least the 500 mark overall, but we want to compete. There's been some times in the last 2 years when we have not competed. We get to a situation where we maybe play a good quarter, a good half, and then we end up losing double digits. And this year we want to compete four quarters, 32 minutes. So I think that's the mentality. And then hopefully come February, we want to be the team that you don't want to play. So that's kind of like our mentality right now.
And I know, you know, numbers across the spectrum in the area have been down at times the last couple of years. But as you look at your program as a whole, you talked a little bit about the middle school. But I know there were times last year where the JV games were a question. Are you going to be able to consistently field the JV this year?
Yes, we are. We have a fantastic group of freshmen coming in. And, right now we've got 17 girls in the program, which we're very happy about. So right now we're going to play a full JV schedule.
Very good. Rob Corso, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and we look forward to catching up with you throughout the year.
Thank you very much.
Rob Corso, the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers. They will begin their season Monday night at Bunker Hill, and then we'll have them Tuesday night home opener against Nokomis. And you heard Rob say there will be a JV game, as far as he knows, on Tuesday night. So we'll have our varsity coverage Tuesday, 7:30 on FM 106 and streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. So it's going to be a full day of hoops come Monday, and then we hope to have more basketball for you on Thursday as well, with Lincolnwood hosting Gillespie in their season opener. That'll be Thursday night, 7:30 on FM 106. Jen, if you want to go ahead and get our next call lined up over there, as we're going to continue with our girls' basketball conversations here. We are going to be talking to Kevin Gray in a moment or two. Also going to catch up with Justin Milberg of Lincolnwood. He'll come up next here on WQSMI FM 106. The volleyball state championships are today, as the volleyball season concludes on this Saturday the 16th. The Class 1A title, Newark against Illini Bluffs. That's at 10:30 this morning. The 2A championship, Mater Dei against St. Teresa. That'll be around 2. Sterling High School will take on Joliet Catholic in the 3A championship at 5:30. And Warrenville South will face Bennett Academy in the 4A championship. That'll be about 9 o'clock this evening. Athens underway right now in the 1A third-place game. They're taking on Norris City Omaha Infield. That got underway at 9 o'clock this morning. So, busy day for Athens. The volleyball team playing for third place at the state tournament. And, of course, the football team is taking on Carrollton today at home in a 1A quarterfinal. We're here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Glad you're with us. A busy day across the state as we look at some more of the football quarterfinals coming up today. In 1A, Central A&M will be hosting Arcola at 1:30. In 2A, told you about Auburn hosting St. Teresa at 3. Pena will be at Nashville. That'll be a 1 o'clock kick coming up today. In 3A, Williamsville, they will be hosting Vandalia. That's a 2 o'clock kick. We'll have a conversation with Bullets head coach Aaron Koontz coming up later in the hour here on Sports Saturday. Also in 3A, Quincy Notre Dame, they will be taking on Breeze Mater Dei. That will be a 2 o'clock kick today. The big game in 5A is the Leonard Bowl, the 11th installment of Father versus Son. SHG will be at Rochester. That will be a 3:30 kick today. That will be an interesting day for the Leonards, the first time they've ever had to play in the postseason. And Ken Leonard, the father, is 7-3 against Son Derek in those 10 previous matchups. But again, we are looking at the first ever postseason matchup between the two. We're going to take a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back in just a moment. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, and coming up on Friday night, Lincolnwood basketball will have their preview night. And for the first time since the 80s, there will be a girls preview to have. And we're happy to be joined now by girls head coach at Lincolnwood, Justin Milberg. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Tim. How are you today?
Hey, doing very well. How excited are you and your girls to get your season going?
Oh, they're ready to go. They're amped up and ready to get a game under their belt.
And, of course, the preview night for a long time has always been a big deal at Lincolnwood, but it's been a boys' preview night. So what are you expecting? What has been the vibe around the community about the girls' basketball team being back now?
Oh, it's been real good, real positive. Everybody's been real supportive and excited to see what we got and how the girls are doing and how they're progressing, because most of them have never played before. So pretty much all of them have never played before. But they're all excited to see how they're going to do and what's going on and see what we can bring to the table this year.
When you have, you know, a program in its first year like you guys are this year, you just said it, you got a lot of girls, most of the girls, who have never played organized basketball before. So with that in mind, what has been your focus kind of during the summer here and then in your preseason practices to get them ready?
We're back to the basics. We're back to fundamentals. We're teaching them how to dribble, teaching them how to catch and rip, you know, basic passing stuff, pivot foot. You know, things that they learn when they're younger that they're picking up now, and they're doing a really good job picking it up. They're picking it up quick. They're learning fast. They're all excited to learn. That's the biggest thing right now, Tim, that I'm excited about with these girls. And they're not doubting their ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're excited about getting it done, and they're excited about getting better. And they're learning every day by day.
And that is so much of it at any level, is the kids themselves, if they are willing to put in the time and the work to get better, they will get better.
Exactly right. You're exactly right.
Now, this isn't going to be a year where you can judge wins and losses as success. So as you kind of look at the club, what will be a successful year as far as you're concerned for the Lancers?
Well, number one is let's hope that they have fun playing.
Yeah.
For sure, because, you know, they want to enjoy it. Because if they're not enjoying it, then they're not going to want to be back to do it next year, correct? I mean, that's the main thing. So we got to make them have fun. They got to learn something, which I believe they will. And I think they all these kids love to compete. Most all these kids play other sports, so they already got the competing part down.
Mm-hmm.
They want to compete, and they want to get some wins. You know, I'm not going to lie to you about it, Tim. They want to get some W's. They want to prove that they can play, and they want to get some wins. And I think that we'll get some. I really do. And that'll be a lot for them. It'll be a big deal for these girls when we get a few W's under our belt.
You know, and sometimes when a team is in a perceived spot like you guys are, it can become us against the world. You know, hey, nobody expects us to win. That can bring the group together, and you guys can just go out carefree and play.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're doing that now, you know, in practice. They're figuring out the speed of the game and the competition amongst each other, you know, pushing each other to get better. And I think it's going to translate, you know, once we get a few games under our belt. You know, most of these kids have never played in a live game before.
Mm-hmm.
So until they get a full game under their belt and realize the speed of actually what's going on and how things work, then I think we're really going to take off and become a really good basketball team. I really believe that, Tim.
And there's just no way to simulate the speed of varsity. You can do all sorts of different things in practice, but, you hear everybody talk about it. The game's faster from junior high to JV, and then from JV to varsity, it's another step up. So once that first game is done, I would imagine they're going to think, okay, that might have been a little faster than I thought it was going to be, but I'm ready for it now.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And we got a tough opponent right off the get-go. We got Gillespie coming into the woodshed on Thursday night, and they were really good last year. So, you know, that's going to be a tough draw for us right out of the get-go, especially first game of the year. And since preview night got moved back a little bit, so that doesn't get that preview out of the belt. Preview's the next night.
Right.
So with things going on in our community, so, you know, so it'll all be good. It's going to be a great thing. They'll get that game, and they'll get a preview night, and then they'll be ready to go. I believe we're going to be ready to go the following week, for sure.
How is your roster breaking down, Justin, in terms of freshman, sophomore, junior, senior?
We've got one senior, Sydney Herman, real good kid. Got a nice shot, but you know, most of these kids haven't played. So you know, I've got one senior, and then I've got a couple sophomores, and then the rest are juniors and freshmen, big class in each one. So, you know, we're good there. So we should have quite a few kids returning next year.
And I know you guys got the junior high program going as well, which that's critical for development along the line. What have the numbers been like down there?
The numbers have been really good. They've got 16 down the junior high level. We've got 13 at the high school level, so they're doing good. They've junior high got a win earlier in the season up in the New Berlin tournament, so they were really excited about that. That was their first win of the year, so they got one under their belt, and you could tell the kids just lit up after they got that first W. I mean, it just made a world of difference for those kids because they've been playing so hard, you know, and working so hard in practice. They actually got to see the sign of success, which is a great thing. Besides the success that they see, the strides that they're getting better, of course, but they actually got to experience what it's like to get that W. You should have seen those kids light up when they got that.
And that's the great thing about high school coaching, isn't it, Justin? Like, you know, everybody wants to win. Of course you do. Losing stinks. But when you see those types of expressions on young people's faces, that's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, getting to see those junior high kids work hard and get better. And I'm already seeing it with our high school kids, you know. We started out early, and as much better in strides that they've got of dribbling and shooting free throws and their shot form and everything getting better. And there, you know, you see them light up. Hey, I can do this. You know, I can be successful at this. Well, absolutely you can. You can do anything you put your mind to. You just got to put your mind to it and decide that's what you want to do.
That's exactly right. Justin Milberg, we look forward to following the Lancers throughout the year. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, sir, and see you on Thursday.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
All right, Justin Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lady Lancers. First time since the 80s that they have had girls basketball at Lincolnwood. It's good to hear that the numbers are good. You know, when you start a program, you hope that the numbers will be there. But you never know until the time comes, and it certainly sounds like Lincolnwood is in good position with their numbers this year. Going to catch up here momentarily with Kevin Gray, the Gillespie Miners head coach, and you heard Justin Milberg allude to it. Gillespie will be the opponent for Lincolnwood's first game coming up on Thursday night. And this is a Gillespie team. They toughened their schedule up last year. They've got a lot of those kids back for this year. And if you remember the group of kids now for Gillespie that are seniors, this is the group that had good success at the junior high level. And we've talked about it a lot before, and you well know that just because you have success in junior high doesn't mean it will translate to the high school level. There are lots of instances where it does not. Now, there are plenty of cases where it does as well, but one does not guarantee success in the other. For Gillespie, they've got the talent there, the tenacious defensively. Well, their issue to me the last couple years has been the outside shooting. Can they consistently knock down shots? That will be a big question for Gillespie moving forward this year, the ability to make the outside shot. And then hopefully later on in the hour, we'll catch up with Nokomis head coach Brandon Engelman as well. Looking at their roster earlier, they got a lot of freshmen, a bunch of freshmen on the roster for Nokomis. Just one senior and three juniors. Everybody else on the varsity roster is a freshman for Nokomis this year. So that's one of those things a couple years from now. Look out for Nokomis when you get that number of freshmen on a varsity roster early, that can really pay dividends late. So it'll be fun to watch the growth of these teams throughout the year. Nokomis at Litchfield coming up Tuesday night, 7:30 on FM 106. Then Gillespie at Lincolnwood Thursday night, 7:30. Both games on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. No Illini today at all. The football team is off. They will play next Saturday at Iowa. What a big-time game and opportunity that will be for Illinois coming off that miraculous comeback last week at Michigan State. They got themselves bowl eligible, and now we'll see if they can go into Iowa and pull off the upset against the Hawkeyes. That'll be next Saturday. Then the Illini basketball team, they are off until Monday. They will be hosting Hawaii. That game will come your way Monday night, 6 o'clock on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. We're going to take a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We will come back with more following these messages on FM 106. And we're back here on Sports Saturday. Happy to be joined by Gillespie head coach Kevin Gray. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. And what's the excitement level for you here as you get set to tip off another season?
We're ready to get after it.
You know, Kevin, you guys are such a hard-nosed type of team that I would imagine that you're almost like a football team. Your kids are probably ready to hit somebody else, so to speak.
Yeah, we went through the gauntlet last year, so our kids are ready, anxious to get going this year.
You toughened up that schedule a year ago. You took some lumps, but it seemed that as the season went along, you could see the improvement in the club.
Yeah, I thought the back third of the year, and particularly, Tim, we became a lot more resilient, matured a lot. Beginning of the year, there was a lot of immaturity and playing with the confidence that our girls were capable of. And once we sort of got our setting as to, you know, who we were, you know, this is the level of competition we're playing against, I think became a lot more resilient down the stretch.
And, you know, that can be the downside to playing such a tough schedule early, as it can get in your head mentally and cause a problem. But once you get over that, like you guys did, then you start to see the benefit of the light going off and these girls saying, we can do this.
Yeah, our schedule was very difficult last year, Tim, as you well alluded. Mm-hmm. I mean, we played against five regional championships teams. We played against three teams that were in the sectional finals, and that was like Carrollton, Hillsboro, Greenville. We played three 3A schools in Reese Central, and you know the quality of their program.
Right.
Jerseyville, which is extremely loaded with talent now. Triad, we played 4A Alton. Not only did we play six 20-plus team winners in the South Central Conference, we played Hillsboro three times. So, I mean, these girls got firsthand experience, you know, what a state-caliber kind of team, how they play, you know, how they approach it, you know, their defensive intensity, how well they take care of the ball. So we gained a lot of experience last year. Having said that, though, you know, you got to go out and you got to prove it that you want to be one of those kind of teams this year.
And, Kevin, as I kind of think about your club a year ago, the one thing that consistently seemed to elude you guys at time was the consistent outside shooting. With the defensive pressure that you guys can put on, you'll get out in transition a good amount of times in a ball game. But the ability to consistently make outside shots is critical.
Yeah, we didn't do that consistently enough last year, Tim. You're right. And some of it, I think was maybe, the talent that we were playing against.
Mm-hmm.
Us rushing some shots that normally if you shoot in rhythm, you possibly can make them. So a lot of it, was really that the level of competition we were playing against. But I think these girls are fully capable of scoring from the perimeter. We're going to make some more plays defensively this year, I feel. Already the first couple of weeks, you know, Coach Blevins and I have already sensed a lot higher level of confidence. Having 75% of our scoring and rebounding back, there's a lot of continuity there. We're ready to go. We're really see really where we at. And our group of girls, you know, they want to be an upper level team.
And Kevin, you guys have such a great mix of athleticism. You've got the size, you've got the speed. I mean, you really have a great starting point of talent here.
We do. We're right now, Tim, I feel what we can field 9 different girls that can start. We have confidence in any given night that any of those 9 can score in double digits. You know, we're not going to be a team like Hillsboro with Sammy last year that, you know Sammy's going to get you 20 or 25 on every night. We're not that kind of team. It's going to be on any given night different people stepping up. Now, that makes it difficult, I think, for teams to concentrate and what kind of defense against us. But, you know, as a coaching staff, we also have some stress there is that, you know, which girls or which group of girls are going to be your scorers that night.
Absolutely. And as you kind of look at your early season schedule here, Kevin, again, tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. We didn't really do anything to our schedule. We kept the same. The only thing really different this year, Tim, is that just here recently we had to drop 11 in game because it doesn't look like they've got enough girls for the program.
Yeah.
But we picked up Calhoun, which historically has always been a great program. So, yeah, we didn't do anything, tweak our schedule. You know, it's just rolled over, and we're going to find out after first 5, 6, 7 games the true identity of our team. And I think after that number of games, we're going to be in a lot better situation this year than we were last year.
Sounds great. Kevin Gray, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and we look forward to the season tipping off on Monday.
Hey, thanks, Tim. With this weather this past week, you should have got all those basketball enthusiasts and excited about basketball. It's no longer golf season.
That's long gone now. You're exactly right. Kevin Gray, thank you so much for joining us on Sports Saturday here on FM 106. And we'll have Gillespie at Lincolnwood coming up Thursday night, 7:30 broadcast time here on FM 106. Going to catch up with Nokomis head coach Brandon Engelman now on WSMI Sports Saturday as Nokomis getting set to begin their season Tuesday night at Litchfield. This has been our traditional opener here at WSMI for decades. Long time ago, Terry made the decision, this is going to be our first game of the year every year. And it has been every year since he made that decision decades ago. Nokomis, Litchfield, 7:30 Tuesday night, right here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. And, of course, coming up on December the 14th, we will have the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. It will be at Lincolnwood High School this year. 8 games beginning at 9:30 that Saturday morning. We'll broadcast them on FM 106. Looking forward very much to the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, and more on that here as the days move along. Happy to be joined now by Nokomis head coach Brandon Engelman. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Well, basketball season is right around the corner, and for you, I'm sure you're thinking, finally.
Yes, finally, absolutely. We're pretty excited here, and this last 2 weeks have flown by, but we're excited to get started with the games next week.
You know, the way preseason practices work, the players are ready to go. As a coach, you probably think, I wish I had one more practice, maybe 2 more practices.
I wish I had 5 more. But, you know, we got to deal with we got to deal with and move on. We won't be quite prepared by Tuesday, but we hope to move things on, and maybe by next Saturday, the Litchfield tournament, that we'll be more ready to go.
And I know last year the JV season was a struggle for you guys. You had to get a lot of practice time in yourself last year. But as you look at your situation this year, going to be able to have a JV team consistently?
Yeah, we're hoping to. We've got 13 players this year. We've got a couple banged up injuries right now. We're hoping tonight, next week after, they're ready to go. But we're gonna play JV no matter what. Of our 13 players, 9 of them are freshmen. Yeah. So we desperately need JV games so they don't have to learn everything at the varsity level.
And that,
our plan is to play as many JV as we can.
And that is so tough, Brent. I saw that you had 9 freshmen on the varsity roster. I think only 1 senior. But the ability then to still have those girls play JV, as you said, from a developmental standpoint, because when you're a freshman, you're not necessarily learning at the varsity level. Sometimes you're just trying to survive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're trying to find a way to survive. We're just having practice this morning. I just had a conversation with him. I'm like, I understand that your moves you made last year aren't going to work. The speed is way different. So
you're going to make mistakes, but we've got to continue to improve our game very quickly.
And, you know, the freshmen, they hear you say that, and they believe you, but they won't really understand what you're saying until they actually get in there for the first time. Like, oh, man, Coach wasn't kidding. This is faster.
Absolutely, absolutely. When they see the speed of the varsity game compared to what they're used to at junior high and the strength of 17, 18-year-old girls compared to the 14, 15-year-olds, it's just a totally different game. And that's why there's not very many freshmen can play at the varsity level. You're a pretty special player if you can play at the varsity level as a freshman.
Last year we talked about a little bit, you guys were up against the numbers game most of the year, but I thought the way your season ended, you lost in that regional, but you guys competed so hard in that game. Is that something that carried over into your summer work?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we really built on that. We talked about how we hung around with Central A&M, who was really good, and we just talked about picking the intensity up all year long right from the start, from the first day we walked into open gyms, how our expectations were much different than they were a year ago. And it's really showed. The first 2 weeks of practice have been a totally different pace than it was in the years past, as far as girls pushing each other and working and understanding that going through the motions isn't going to work. We've got to really push ourselves and make the game's easy part. Practice has got to be the hard part.
Nine freshmen on the roster, so that means your upperclassmen are going to be very important for you. Talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, we do. We've got, and we do have some experience in the upperclassmen. We've got Macy Eisma. She's our go-to person and certainly our leader all the way around. She's our only senior, but you can't ask for a better senior leader to have than Macy. She's worked her tail off nonstop in practice and games and such a positive influence on the girls. So she's going to be a big part of there. We also have our point guard back, Kristen Souter. She hurt her knee in the regional game and missed most of volleyball, still trying to recover from it, but she's doing real well and seems to be 100%. So she'll be back. And then Mia Fester. Mia Fester started all last year and got time as a freshman as well. So she'll be a big part of what we're going to do. Our other junior is Dana Johnson. She didn't play as a freshman and came back out last year and got some good minutes at JV. But she'll be asked to step in and provide. She's another good athlete that's a positive leader. They're all such good, positive girls who understand that the freshmen have got to contribute for us, and they're really leading them and cheering them on and making sure that they know that they're part of this and we need them to be playing very well.
Mia's a great young lady. She must take after her mother.
Yeah, mother, yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what we tease her a little bit about that Carl Ray it comes through in her a little bit, but we like Carl Ray. We like Carl Ray's intensity, though. He's an intense guy, and we try to pull that out of me as well. Say, you need to be full speed. If she's not, I'm pretty sure that she hears it at home from him.
I bet she does. Brandon Engelman, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We look forward to following the Skins throughout the year, and we'll see you on Tuesday night.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you then. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Brandon Engelman, the head coach of Nokomis, and the girls' high school basketball season tips off Monday. We'll have our first broadcast Tuesday, Nokomis at Litchfield, 7:30 on FM 106. Then Thursday night, it'll be Gillespie at Lincolnwood and Girls Hoops against 7:30 with the pregame on WQSMI FM 106. We'll stream it all online at WQSMIRadio.com. Basketball season for the girls starts Monday. The volleyball season wraps up today with all four state championships. And, of course, you've got football quarterfinal action happening across the state today. And there is a fantastic matchup in 3A. South Central versus Sangamo. 11-0 versus 11-0. Vandalia will be at Williamsville. That is a 2 o'clock kick. It's going to be a heck of a ball game. And yesterday we had a chance to catch up with Bullets head coach Aaron Koontz. Happy to be joined on Sports Saturday now by Williamsville head coach Aaron Koontz. Coach, you have been in this spot before, but maybe not with the type of weather you've had to deal with for your practices this week.
Oh, it's been crazy. You know, Monday we didn't have school for Veterans Day, so we had planned on practicing at 3, and that was when the mini blizzard hit. That we weren't really expecting that much snow or that much wind, but so we were lucky to get a practice in. And then Tuesday, man, the temps were 5 degrees with wind chills below zero at the time of practice. So we were able to find a facility in Lincoln to practice in, and we had a great practice that day, and and we've been outside the last two nights, and we've been able to get a lot of good work done. So we braved the elements. We had about 20 parents come out, community members come out, get the field shoveled off and snow blown off, and so it should be a beautiful, beautiful field and beautiful day Saturday, today.
As a coach, you know, you talk about just worrying about the things you can control, and the weather is always the ultimate thing you can't control. And if you hadn't had an indoor facility on Tuesday, would that have been a situation, it's too cold, we can't have practice at all?
Well, I think we would have been, definitely gone out. You know, we told the kids to be ready to go out and have a lot of have a lot of layers ready. And we would have definitely at least gone out and game planned and done, you know, done some of the things that we could have done. And you know, you just never know how cold it's going to be. I mean, we knew this weekend it was going to be, you know, 40s, high 30s, 40s. But you just never know what you're going to run into weather-wise in the postseason. So we were glad to get out the next day. It was still really cold and get them used to those elements a little bit. So I think we definitely had to get work done Tuesday, and we were just lucky enough to find a place to get it done at.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your game last week with the coin. Just kind of another really impressive victory for your squad.
Yeah, kids came out. We stopped them on a big fourth down play. Gabe Watkins made an incredible play, our D end, to get a big stop. And then we took the ball and had a couple penalties and just were a little bit sloppy in that first drive. And then they got the ball back and started to move it a little bit. Then we got a big stop, and then we went down and scored, and then started to kind of roll. I think our tempo, our fast-paced tempo, and you know, our one-way kids kind of eventually kind of wore them down a little bit, because they had some big kids and some really good interior defensive linemen that played both ways, and you know, I think they got worn down a bit, and our kids just fought through a little bit of a slow start and really had a great second and third quarter. And like I've said, this group is an intense workman group, and they shrugged off that start and played great football.
Talk a little bit about your depth, because a lot of small schools don't have the luxury to have their best players only go one way, but you guys are afforded that this year.
Yeah, we've always tried to platoon as much as we could with one-way players. And this year we've just had the right mix of kids to where when we came in August, we just said, hey, we're going to make this commitment to do this. I thought we had some kids that probably could have, more kids that could have played both ways. And we just said, you know, we're going to get these 11 and these 11 and we're going to make them ready one side of the ball, and we're going to make it work. And it's so great during games, but it's also great just that kids don't get, you know, physically beat up as much as the season wears on, and they're just so much more fresh, going into the quarterfinal and ready to go. So it's been really huge for us, and a big part of it is just having that right mix of kids where we could do it.
Coach, I'm just curious, how much does that benefit you in practice? Because a lot of times, you know, we might not think about the competitive nature of practice, but when you can have your ones going against your ones, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, practice has been intense, and you know, a lot of times practices have been faster and more intense than some of our games. Our kids get after it, and you know, in some of the weeks we would go our ones against ones and do our offense against our defense, and man, you would have thought that it was the state championship those nights. I mean, we had to kind of calm the kids down afterwards. They'd get so fired up on both sides. We'd have to remind them, hey, we're on the same team, but they're just competitive. But there's no doubt that our D linemen have made our O linemen better, and our O linemen have made our D linemen better. And everybody's just made everybody better going through the year. And that has been a luxury, and it's been big for us.
Talk with Williamsville head coach Aaron Kuntz as the Bullets get set to take on Vandalia today in the 3A state quarterfinal, 2 o'clock kick in Williamsville. And, Coach, there's been a number of great South Central Sangamo battles over the years in the playoffs. We've just kind of grown accustomed. We're going to get one of these late in the playoffs. We've had it for so many years. But as you've looked at Vandalia here, what do you see?
Man, really good football team. Really, you know, the first thing you see is how big they are. Mm. You know, their left guard is 320, Anthony Enloe.
And he's a grown man.
320, and he can move, and you know, they got other guys up front that are really big. And then it won't take you long to see how special their quarterback is. You know, he can really throw it, and he just keeps plays alive with his legs. And very special quarterback Matthew Wells is, and you know, we had to, you know, do a lot of different things this week to try to emulate what he does. And then defensively, you know, they've always just been very solid defensively, and they do a lot of great things defensively. So it's been a lot to prepare for, and we're excited for today.
And the challenges, Coach, of dealing with that dual threat quarterback, that can be a problem.
Yeah, it just when that QB can run, especially, you know, they don't have a ton of designed runs for him. They do have some, but he gets most of his yards when he'll roll out, and then, you know, things are covered up, and then he just scrambles, and he does it, he makes it look so easy to do that, yeah, you've got to have a plan to always know where he is and try to keep him in the pocket. But I'm sure there's been, you know, 11 other teams that have had that plan going in, and it's a lot easier said than done.
Well, it's like Mike Tyson said famously, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. And I guess, do you worry
exactly.
about maybe, like, you get in a big game like this, early emotions maybe too high, and a kid gets out of the lane, goes and tries to make a play, instead of just staying where you're supposed to be and doing your job?
Yeah, you know, I think that's what happens a lot. And, you know, I think you get frustrated because, you know, there's been times where kids have been close to him and he's escaped. So then you might want to try doing things you're not supposed to do to get to him. And that's when the real problems happen. So everybody's got to do their job and stay at home and do what they're supposed to do and keep them contained for sure.
Obviously, you got to control the line of scrimmage. But as you kind of look at this game, is containing Matthew Wells job number one?
No question. And obviously, trying to keep their receivers from big plays, and you know, they got a great group of receivers too. So, but yeah, he's keeping him under control is priority number one.
Coach, just your eighth quarterfinal since 2010. That's an impressive run of consistency. And for you, you're just used to coaching football this week in November.
Yeah, fortunately we are. We've got a great staff. We've had a great staff since this run. We've had great kids since this run, and it never gets old. That's for sure. And the kids just seem so energized right now and excited. And it's going to be a great day.
Aaron Kutz, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck, sir.
All right, thank you.
Williamsville head coach Aaron Kutz. We thank Coach Kutz and Coach Bates for joining us this morning on Sports Saturday. Williamsville hosting Vandalia at 2 o'clock this afternoon. In 3A, Auburn hosting St. Teresa, 3 o'clock kick today. In 2A, of course, Athens will host Carrollton. That's a 1A quarter at 3. You also have Pena at Nashville. That's a 2A quarterfinal kicking at 1 o'clock. And then the Leonard Bowl, SHG at Rochester, 5A quarter, 3:30 today. Get out and enjoy some quarterfinal football across the area. Thanks to our girls basketball coaches, Rob Corso, Kevin Gray, Justin Milberg, and Brandon Engelman, for joining us this morning on Sports Saturday. Girls basketball tips off on Monday, broadcast for you Tuesday and Thursday of next week here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For Jennifer Graham, I am Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on FM 106.